score is right now?
Oh, I can't tell you, but Catherine Graham could.
Oh, that's right. Catherine, would you please tell me? Would you
yes,
come back in and tell the score?
Just don't ruin me! Christina!
What is the score now? We'll take a couple more, but give me an up-to-the-minute score.
Ride number 3 has 5 votes. Ride number 1 has 3 votes. Ride number 9 has 1 vote. And ride number 10 has 1 vote.
Now, can you tell me why this bothers you so much, this little game we play on the record? Because these ladies pay to have their pictures
that's
on the newspaper.
That's right, Sally, and you're just screwing with people, and you better not screw with me, or I'll have your head on a platter, Christina.
We'll take one more call on WJFK for Praise the Bride. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, pick one.
Hello?
Pick one.
Pick what?
Pick a bride.
Two.
No, there's nothing wrong with number 2.
Huh?
Yeah, pick number 3.
Pick number 3? Yeah. I'll pick number 3.
Okay, thank you. Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, going for the pick the bride thing.
Yes, B-rate the bride. You're the last caller. That means you're going to win some kind of a prize.
Cool.
So stay on the line. And which bride are you voting for?
Number 1.
Number 1. And any particular reason?
Yeah, she looks like a Dracula.
Dracula.
Yeah,
all right.
If she's like Dracula, then she could suck pretty well.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful, sir. Thank you for taking this feature right down into the toy.
Yeah.
And now let's add them all up and see who is the big winner. Is Catherine?
Okay, Pally. The grand prize winner with a total of 6 votes. Bride number 3.
Bride number 3.
Hooray, hooray.
Congratulations to bride number 3.
All right.
Bride number 3, if you're within the sound of my voice right now, call the WJFK business line at 703-691-1900. Ask for General Manager Ken Stevens, the manager with a heart. And if, in fact, it is bride number 3, we'll have a limo, a hotel room, and a fine dinner for you and your lucky bride, your lucky groom.
And she is lovely.
And now, you, sir, what is your name?
I'm Glenn Robinson.
All right, you slug, we have some prizes for you. And, Catherine, would you please tell Glenn the slug what he's won?
First of all, Pally, you've won a Bob Seger cassette. Enjoy. Plus the club, the big long club to stop auto theft. Replaces all other mechanical auto theft deterrents. Congratulations, and don't screw with me.
And thank you for listening to WJFK.
All right.
And hold on a second. And you, Catherine, stop printing my name in the newspaper.
As long as you don't screw with me, Christina, I'm going now.
I guess we'll have to change it back to the original name of Berate the Brides.
Yeah, it's a little more clear and understandable.
Well, the ladies are here. Shall we bring them in as we go into spots?
Yeah, we have visitors. We have visitors today. This is a tradition that we established in the morning, and we're carrying it to afternoons.
Well, actually, now, this is the only strip service in town that we've actually endorsed.
That's correct.
They run our names and their ads in Washingtonian, and they wanted to come by and christen the new WJFK studios.
And you're already tripping over your tongue, which is sort of a natural reaction. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are from Sneak Attacks.
Sure, here
enter
we go.
And sign in, please. Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
How are you?
Hi, ladies.
What are your names, ladies?
Hi.
How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine.
What's your name?
What is your name?
My name is Susie.
Hi, Susie. And
who are you?
Sparkle.
Sparkle. Sparkle and Susie.
Hi, Sparkle.
Sneak Attacks, and we're here to welcome you back to WJFK.
All right. Welcome back.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. Well, we've never been here before, but that's okay. Thank you.
And they brought their own, oh my God, they brought their own music. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, fellas.
Oh.
Isn't it great having us here in the afternoon?
Don't trip.
Isn't this wonderful?
Don't trip.
Uh-oh, great.
Hey, hold on, the show is not for the guys in the other room.
That's right, it's us. We're the guys that are working hard this afternoon, okay? Oh, marvelous. Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, Surf never did this kind of stuff, did he, boys?
Surf would probably enjoy this. Hello there. My goodness, that's marvelous. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are being entertained by the women from Sneak Attacks right now. Sneak Attacks for all your party needs.
Maybe Ken could come in and meet these ladies also.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, somebody wants to get Ken, he could come down here. And
Oh, and now the ladies are going to switch position.
Oh, it's switcheroo time.
Hi.
Hi.
Gentlemen in the back room, the only stipulation, you have to turn that light on so you can identify yourself.
What about me? I am harmless. Hi.
All right.
Oh, now she's being nasty, Mike.
She's being nasty?
She's being nasty.
Oh, no. Well, you know, we'll have to table this performance. Hi there. What was your name again?
Susie.
How are you, Susie?
WJFK.
We're glad to be at WJFK, and we're certainly glad to have you.
What?
Are we what? Whoa, hold
you,
on a second.
You know what I found out? There are a lot of guys that work here.
Are we what? What was the question?
But all you do is talk.
All we do is, yeah. Oh, you want us to play a record or something?
Yeah, we're big talkers.
We're big talkers.
Just remember, we haven't had those special Don and Mike privacy blinds installed yet.
Well, let me get Ken in here.
All right, Ken, we're going to get our boss down here. We really figure the best way to endear ourselves to our general manager is to have him come down here. I think that'd be a... Huh? Well, he's down the hall, but we'd like
I'm
to bring him into the studio.
No, don't go anywhere. You stay right there.
You stay right where you are.
I'm going to call him right now.
How you doing, fellas?
I figure out how to work the phone again.
About 850 guys breathing, fogging up the window on the other side.
So how long have you ladies been working for Sneak Attacks?
About a year.
About a year and a half?
And you?
About a year.
Yeah.
A year and a half. Both of you a year and a half. So you came aboard at the same time.
And why'd you decide to get into this line of work? I mean, you're uniquely qualified for it, obviously.
Any particular reason? We've never really gotten inside the mind of a stripper.
So to speak.
It's kind of an interesting way that I put that.
Well, like, we don't need this dumb music. Hold on.
No. Hold on just a sec. We've never really interviewed the women from Sneak Attacks. Meanwhile, we're trying to call our general manager, Ken Stevens, right
but
now.
Nobody
Kennedy Broadcasting, WGSK.
Yeah, hi. You'll never believe this, but we got a couple of naked ladies in here. Is Ken around?
One moment, please.
Yeah, right. This will either offend him or he'll actually enjoy this.
Or it'll endear us to him.
Or endear him to us.
Yeah, or whatever.
It's amazing how the mind simply goes...
Tell me your rating is on Monday.
Oh, we'll call you. I'll call you every day and tell you my rating.
I want a T-shirt.
You want a T-shirt? You can have it. You need a T-shirt.
It's amazing how the mind kind of goes blank when you're looking at naked women.
No,
so
would be naked.
What?
What would be naked?
That would be naked.
Yes, yes.
Are you naked yet, Susie?
You're wearing
the... No, not quite. I was waiting for you. Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry he isn't answering his extension. Is that a message?
Yeah, well, tell him we got a couple of naked ladies in the studio.
We just wanted him to share in this this little naked feast.
I could try his office again one moment.
Okay, that'd be a good idea.
Yes, everybody's so darn cooperative here.
All right, I was talking to the wrong... Mike, believe it or not, I was talking at the wrong side of the microphone.
Hi, we're here on WKFK.
That's how incredibly screwed up I got by this.
Well, ladies, what was that selection you were dancing to? You want to turn that back on?
Yeah, maybe a little more dancing as we go to break.
A little bit more dancing, absolutely.
A little more dancing, and then we'll go through some more of our wacky tapes. And we'll take some more calls on a phone scan here in a couple of seconds on WJFK FM and AM 1300.
So as Don turns on the boombox, we'd like to thank the ladies once again from Sneak Attacks.
From Sneak Attacks for coming by.
And welcome to WJFK.
And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so much for conversation. Great. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
What are you doing in here? Oh, you just happened to come in with a note, huh?
Oh, here, no, it's the number. It's the number for Sneak Attacks, Mike. It's 703-620-0727.
And you just happened to, this guy happened to be the guy that wanted to volunteer to come in.
Yeah, and,
right.
Oh, my. I don't think I'm going to be able to stand up for a second.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, radio is exciting, isn't it, Don? It truly is.
So thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much, ladies.
You appear...
What? What did she say? She said something I couldn't hear.
What was that?
Thank you very much.
What did you ladies say?
What?
Too bad it's not TV.
So do you have a desire to maybe do films or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
No.
All right. You wish this was TV, though?
No.
What? Speaking of the microphones, we can't hear you.
You probably wish it was TV right now.
People wish it was TV.
Well, screw the people out there. We're only concerned about the people in this room, okay?
Thank you, ladies.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah, it's 23 minutes past 4 at WJFK.
Oh.
Well, I got a crick in my eye. I just can't stand up.
Is it warm in here?
And we'll be right back.
Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. 106 FM and AM 1300 WJFK.
Whoa. Oh, I guess a commercial. I guess, Mike, maybe a commercial right here. I am sorry.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Come up for air. Here's a commercial.
106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
Well, I can stand up now.
And we'd like to thank once again the visitors
from Sneak Attacks. Oh, and look what they're doing now.
It's one last flash.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You girls are nasty.
Thank you. Hello, traffic lady.
Hello there.
Hi, it is 26 minutes past four, and now I can't stand up again. Here's the traffic.
We got slow traffic southbound on the Shirley Highway this afternoon. 395 south slows from Seminary down to Landmark, and then we're bumper-to-bumper from Lorton down to the Occoquan. Report of an accident northbound 95 just north of the Newington Interchange. Keep an eye open as emergency vehicles head out in that direction. At the Woodrow Wilson Bridge this afternoon, outer loop delays begin back at Route 1 over to Hunting Tower. Inner loop of the Capitol Beltway slows 355 over to the Mormon Temple. And another accident reported in Montgomery County, Old Georgetown Road, right over I-270. I'm Chris Gamble, Metro Traffic Control on WJFK.
Those local radio bad boys, Don and Mike, are back on the air, but it's not the same. It's not the same time. It's not the same station.
Talk to me, Wendy.
Many different things have happened to them. They are the ego hogs of Washington. Don and Mike off the air for 2 months.
Well, this is yesterday from Channel 4, 6 and 11 News.
Arch Campbell.
How they've jumped stations and switched times is our town ready for Don and Mike in the afternoon.
Today, we return to the airwaves after 2 months of living hell.
2 months ago, Don and Mike called in sick to their morning show on WAVA and haven't been heard from since until 2 this afternoon when they burst forth on a new station, WJFK, in a new time slot, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. In their 5.5 years together, they've made a lot of people really mad. Feminists hate them.
Oh, they do not, Arch.
Feminists love us. It's wrong, Arch. You got it wrong. They love us.
They've had a couple of lawsuits thrown at them.
Only one?
One giant one. One big
still
one.
Still pending.
But they've also won loads of diehard fans who love their right-up-to-the-edge sense of humor.
Millions of fans.
Nice man.
Is there bad blood between you guys and WAVA?
Us and WAVA?
Oh, no! So how was today's first show? Well, they were nervous for the first 5 minutes or so, and then it seemed to be beard business as usual. Will anybody listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon? It took me a while to find somebody tuned in. Anybody? Yeah. Oh, are you listening to Don and Mike?
No, Rush Limbaugh.
You listening to Rush Limbaugh, not
some guy driving his car with a walker.
And
Don
with,
and Mike.
With Alzheimer's.
But hey, this is just the first day. You listened to him before?
Yeah. Monero? 105?
Yeah.
Look, so.
Did you detect any difference?
Listen to what the guy, listen to what we're doing when Arch went over there with the microphone.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Acting crazy now, ain't they?
We're just kidding.
Yeah, acting crazy now. Don and Mike, they're on 2 to 6 on WJFK 106.7 tonight.
Now, it's at this point, Jim Vance's body English is saying to me, I hate these guys.
And what's going through his mind right now is Jim Vance is saying to himself, what can I say that'll sound as condescending as possible?
Because Jim Vance, to begin with, hates us. Jim Vance hates any time we're on Channel 4. And when we were at WAVA, when we got suspended that time, when we were the lead story on the 6 o'clock news, he was disgusted that he had to read about Don and Mike.
And if he uses our last names, it's basically two local DJs, Don and Mike O'Meara.
So anyway, listen carefully now. At the end of this, when Wendy Rieger, who's in love with us, and Arch Campbell, who likes us, when they start talking about us, and listen to Jim Vance's indifference.
I will take the high road and report on the retirement of a man who has influenced every news broadcast for the better in our town. So watch that at 11. And I think they're going to have a good run in the afternoon, actually.
Okay, well, they're not going to be able to call people up and wake them up anymore, which is becoming a nasty habit of theirs.
Do I detect? But they woke you up.
Yes, they did, yes.
We like having those headphones on, you know.
Just for a little while, yeah.
Isn't that? He's just slurring his words.
You know, if he could fill in words that he's not allowed to say, you like having those stupid, slimy DJ headphones on.
See, the reason Vance is slurring his words is because he's sitting, he's like almost pouting.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting, he's frumped up in his, at his anchor chair, and he's resting his hand on one of his, on his head on his hand. He's going,
you like wearing those headphones, didn't you?
Yeah, they stink, don't they? I hate those guys.
It's radio, that's right.
I like radio.
Well, there's anybody who doesn't
like
radio.
Right? It's right. Yeah. You know, it was fun. I'm glad for him.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks, and the NBC Nightly News on television.
And he uses NBC. He uses the whole network. You know, he does. He uses the whole network to slam us there.
Now, Jimbo.
You know, you might say, hey, that's really not a slam, but, you know, you can just hear it in his voice.
JV Jimbo Vance. He loves us. Hello, WJFK.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. 106.7 FM and AM 1300.
Dynamite.
Yes, we are.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope I'm your first soul brother to call.
Oh, slap my hand, you black soul man. Are you a Negro?
You got it.
Good. It's a chance for us to
speak jive, and there are no two white guys that speak jive finer than we do.
Now, let me tell you something. I have been, with all of our off time, I've been watching lots of Yo MTV Raps.
That's right.
So I'm now holding my arms in that rap style where you're holding your elbows.
You get it.
Kick it! Kick it!
I miss you two guys.
Yeah, boy.
Boy. I'm in Maryland now, and it makes my... It'd be even better now.
You know, it would be probably pronounced B-W-A-Y, boy.
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 Hey,
boy.
Wait, how's that?
Hey, look here. I got a Andy Griffin trivia for you.
All right, Griffin trivia, all right.
And if I stump me, how about a his or her t-shirt?
All right. We'll give you a t-shirt either way.
Okay. Of all the characters on the show, which one that you always heard of but you never saw?
Oh, the probably operator. The operator.
Which one is that?
The operator, what was
Clara?
Her name?
Sarah.
No. What was her name?
Sarah.
What?
Sarah.
Yes.
It wasn't Clara?
No, it was Sarah.
Sarah.
But did you hear about the Secret Handshake Club?
No, which one is that?
Do you ever think about this? You ever think about this? All these guys in Mayberry, none of them used to have girlfriends. Howard Sprague lived with his mom.
Right.
Andy, of course, just had that weird relationship with Aunt B, which wasn't sexual at all.
Emmett had a wife, but they slept in separate towns.
Well, did you see Emmett's wife? She's like a man.
Yeah, and you never really did hear Emmett talk about his wife.
Barney. Okay, you never saw... Barney never got serious with Thelma Lou. And then, for God's sakes, Jim Nabors, well, he married Rock Hudson.
Yeah, and Floyd, he was always alone.
Naked underneath that barber smock.
Oh, yeah.
And they always used to go over to the barber shop, they'd go play checkers, and you notice right behind the barber chair was this, like, secret passageway, the secret door. We envisioned they had a big boys' playroom back there.
It was a big secret handshake club of Mayberry. So we'll give you a JFK t-shirt, okay?
Okay, but
thank you for listening, Soul Man.
All right.
Hold on. Sure, we speak the inner city language.
That's right, brother.
The inner city lingo.
Get down with your bad self,
funky chicken. WJFK FM AM, it's 4:34. Hello?
Welcome back.
Hi, thank you. It's nice to be back.
I wanted to be the first to call and ask for a chocolate pie.
A chocolate pie! Chocolate pie, my wine.
Delicious. I would have bought it 20 feet wide.
I never got a chance to call while you were at that other station. I was always going to work.
Hopefully now, with the clientele of this station, we won't have to give away any chocolate pies.
Yeah, but there's nothing quite as delicious as a nice, big, freshly baked chocolate pie.
Whenever we would have a goober call us at the other station, we would give the goober or goobette a chocolate pie.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's an aspiring bakery or somebody who would like some free plugs out there. If you'll supply us with enough chocolate pies to give away, we'll start doing it.
All right?
Yeah, bye.
For now, you're going to have to bake your own.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. Hello, WJFK.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Andy?
Chris and nobody here. WJFK.
Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
How you doing?
Super.
Got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Have you talked to George from Channel 4 Sports lately?
No. Reason being, George is still under contract to the other station.
Darn.
Yeah.
He can probably get you some inside scoop on Vance.
Okay. Oh, we don't need an inside scoop on Jim Vance. We know he hates us.
Yeah, we know he hates us, and we're just having fun with Jim.
That's true.
See, the thing is, Jim Vance hates it because we get so much attention at Channel 4.
Two local DJs who I happen to hate.
That's what he really liked to say.
Two local DJs who I happen to hate. All right, thank you. Thank you, Arch.
Two local DJs I hope die in a bus crash. Wendy?
All right, guys.
Thank you. Hello, WJFK.
Hi, Dynamite.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to congratulate you on switching the stations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Breathy.
And I also wanted to...
Who's that old guy?
There's a guy. You know, it's weird having a window. There's a guy that's, like, staring at you right now.
Who is this guy? Hey, come in here.
We're just kidding. Sir, we're just joking.
Some guy looks like my father is outside.
Some guy just came walking by. You said, who's
come
that
here.
Old guy?
You know, they got to stop these people from... Can you hold on a second?
We just want to find out who wandered back here. Sir? Is he still there, or did he walk back out in the lobby?
No, I'll call the front desk.
All right.
Because the lobby is right by the main studio.
There's a door there, you know, that we could actually shut
and lock. Well, maybe we should.
Yeah, at least after 2 o'clock. Is that guy? I thought for a minute. I was thinking weapon. I really was.
I thought he might climb on top of a McDonald's. Oh, I mean a Hardee's, since McDonald's won't advertise with us.
Hey, man. Let me tell you something, brother. Hey, brother.
Don't call me old man.
Now, what if I was a client calling with $1 million order?
Broadcasting, WJFK.
Hi, Terry.
Uh-huh.
Hi, it's Donna Mike again.
Hi.
Hey, listen, who's that old guy in the lobby who just walked back here?
Well, he just wanted to come in and just take a look at you guys.
Well, don't let anybody else come back here.
No.
Is he just a fan of the show?
Yeah.
Well, tell him to come back and we'll have him introduce himself.
How old do you think that guy is?
What,
like, what, 50, 60?
Probably about 56.
56.
Send him back, Terry.
Yeah, bring him. Tell him to come on back in.
He just left.
Oh, Terry.
All right, well, unless they're really old like that, keep them out, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, hey, you getting lots of positive calls about our show?
Everything's good for now, yeah.
Yeah, zillions of orders for advertising coming in?
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Bye, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, WJFK.
Hello.
Have to keep Terry's airtime down to a minimum, I think.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, and it's 437 WJFK, FM 106.7, AM 13. We'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe doing our show Friday from 2 to 6, and you're invited to come down. Hello?
Hi, this is Debbie Viola.
Who is this?
I'm a friend of the two girls that just came on. Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I know them. I've worked them a long time. I'm the editor of the Go-Go Gazette.
You mean there's a magazine for strippers?
It's a newspaper.
A newspaper for strippers?
Go-Go
Gazette.
Get me my subscription.
It's free.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a couple copies. Yeah, we come out again in about 2 weeks. About 10,000 issues all over the area.
The Go-Go Gazette.
Now, what kind of stuff do you have in a magazine for strippers?
Well, we have poetry.
Mm-hmm.
We're the intellectual hotbed of Go-Go.
Maury Siegel writes for that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
This is my first column in the Go-Go Gazette.
Now, we have some fiction poetry. We have a bitch column.
Uh-huh.
We have letters to the editor. Letters, right?
Recipes? Any recipes?
Yeah, we had recipes in the first issue. We have none in the second issue, but still looking. I may throw one in there real quick.
So this goes like to strippers all over the place?
Yeah, strippers, and it's also in a couple of clothing shops.
Clothing shops?
Why would it be in clothing shops?
Costume places.
Is it for strippers only, or is it for people, guys?
For anyone.
Well, here's somebody I can ask a question. We had my wife on the air earlier today, and we were talking about Star Trek. My wife's got this little fantasy where, like, I'll put on my Star Trek suit, and she'll put on her Star Trek girl suit, and then she wants us to, you know, to make love. I think that's sacrilegious to do it with a Star Trek suit. Have you ever done it? Have you ever stripped in a Star Trek suit?
No, not exactly a Star Trek suit. I've done a lot of different outfits. I have, like, an Air Force type of thing that I do.
I bet a lot of guys have stew fantasies.
Yeah, I'm
like
sure.
You're a stewardess?
How about a police outfit? Have you ever had a police uniform?
Yeah, I've done that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't you agree with me, though, that Star Trek's kind of sacrilegious?
No, well, I don't know. You know, that would be a question for our Cassandra column. Yeah. We have a Cassandra. You send in your love letter to Cassandra.
That's where you'd have to discuss this hang-up, Don.
Go get that. Okay, thank you. We got to go.
Okay, well, I'll send you your free copies.
All right, bye-bye now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, WAVA. I mean WJFK. I'll stop doing that, I promise. Hello?
Hello, Chris? Speak.
Chris Gore with Nobody here, WJFK.
Hi.
Hi.
Donna Mike?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I miss you so much. I'm so glad I have finally found you.
Thank you.
Wait, I am your number one groupie fan, and I've listened to you for as long as you have been on WAVA, and I'm so glad you switched because the music is so much better.
Well, where are you calling from?
We're from Chevrolet at a doctor's office.
Chevrolet, are you listening on AM or FM?
FM.
On FM.
What kind of doctor?
He's a family practice. Activist, too.
Oh, you know, and this is a good time to mention, first time for all of our new listeners, that both Mike and I are licensed OBGYNs.
Yes, we are.
Oh.
We have our stirrups here in the studio. We'll be glad to get you in and take a look at you and watch for the Donna Mike pap smear van in your neighborhood this weekend.
We also do bikini waxing.
And we have a fake ID booth out at Ocean City.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Donna Mike.
Yes, can you hold on, please?
Yes.
We will finish this phone scan right after these commercials, so thanks a pant load for listening. It's 20 until 5. More live calls coming next at Low Budget Jeopardy in the next hour or two here. Oh, and the search for Mark Rippon continues on WJFK.
WJFK-FM Manassas, Washington, and WJFK Baltimore. Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon. 106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
Mm-hmm. You bet your butt. 4:43. Here is the traffic lady on WJFK.
Things are looking pretty good this afternoon, guys. Northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Just some heavy pockets of traffic as you reach Powder Mill Road. Outbound on the John Hanson Highway, it's the usual delays from Ardwick Ardmore Road out to 704. A couple of accidents in Montgomery County to watch out for. Northbound Old Georgetown Road, an accident in the right lane at 270. Delays begin back at Democracy Boulevard. And a pedestrian accident northbound New Hampshire Avenue at Lockwood that blocks the left lane. Slow going southbound Route 1. Leaving 95 and across the Occoquan, it's a gridlock with northbound construction on Route 1 this afternoon. I'm Chris Gamble, Metro Traffic Control on WJFK.
I'm Mike on WJFK.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Bart. The weatherman, he says clouds today, high in the 80s. Rain heavy at times tonight, low in the 60s, and a high tomorrow in the 80s. It is 75 outdoors now, WJFK land. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, honey.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
You do not sound fine.
Well, I'm fine. I'm not thrilled about the stripper thing.
Oh, that is just tradition.
I know. I'm not thrilled about that particular tradition. Just because it's tradition doesn't make it a religion.
Yeah, I got to tell you something, Frida, in all sincerity, when strippers come by now, we've been doing this for so long that, you know, we really don't even care.
We don't even notice that they don't have their clothes on. And they only took their tops off.
Right.
And we look at them in a professional way, much like a doctor would look at a patient.
I pretended they had pasties on.
And I'm sure when you guys go to those bars, you don't even look at them there either, right?
We haven't gone to one. We haven't been, like, to the Camelot for a long time, have we?
We haven't been there for at least... One month.
It's been a while.
That's what I thought.
It's been a while. Hey, and the reason, one of the things I want to talk to you about was, did you hear this lady from, let me fix this microphone, hold on.
Hey, the drums are beating.
This lady who runs the Go-Go Gazette,
uh-huh.
I even got her to kind of admit that Star Trek thing is just too kinky.
No. It's unusual. It's creative.
Yeah, I'm in Frida's corner on this one. I got to tell you
but
that.
But for those of us who really love Star Trek.
I think you're celebrating. I think your lovemaking in that uniform would celebrate your desire to watch that show every week.
I think it would ruin the show for me. It would taint it. My wife wanted to have one of these, like, you know, some guys have fantasies where you're the woodcutter and the little girl, or you're, you know, the big bad wolf.
I've done them all, though.
My wife wanted me to put on my Star Trek suit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just realized the flaw here. You love Jean-Luc. You'd probably like it better if I wore the man's uniform and you wore the little dress.
Oh, no, I don't want to get it on with Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, you love him.
You have a thing for Jean-Luc Picard. You've
I have a thing
that.
For men with bald heads.
All right, I'll wear the skin cap and the Jean-Luc Picard uniform and say engage.
Just let me say that I am secure enough in my sexuality to say that I do find Jean-Luc Picard to be an attractive older man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love him as a man? Sure, I mean, do you love him even though you've never really met him?
Sure, I love him as a man.
Sure I do.
And I'd like to have one of those new suits like you wore last night, the suede jacket he had on the new episode.
Yeah, I could really see you and Frida on a quiet evening at home just popping that Star Trek music into the stereo and just turning it up really loud. And then you sit down and maybe like one of your big easy chairs, much like the chair on the bridge
of the
Enterprise.
Chair.
The captain's chair. And then Frida shows up in her Uhura outfit and, you know, slowly comes down the stairs and says something to the effect of, can I tend to your every need, Captain?
Mike, you should come over and have a demonstration.
All right, honey, I'll see you later. No more strippers today, so no need to worry.
All right, that's fine.
All right, and babe, one more thing.
That's all right, because I just tuned out for that. I mean, I have given up Oprah for you, but if you're going to have strippers in there during the Oprah hour, I think...
Well, who's on Oprah today? Is it a good Oprah?
I don't know, but I'm about to, I was going to switch my loyalties. Yeah, I think it was a good one. I don't like the celebrity Oprahs. I like it when they have the people on there talking about their own.
I don't like any Oprahs. I don't like any Oprahs at all.
Well, this is very difficult for me. I'm having an Oprah withdrawal.
All I have to say is dinner on the table at 7.
Yeah.
I'll see you then, honey.
All right, bye, Julie.
All right, bye-bye. It's 4:48 at WJFK FM and AM, and Maurice on sports in a second. Hello.
Hello. I just want to welcome you back. My wife's been having DMS syndrome. I mean, she's really been bad.
DMS, would you please spell out those initials for us?
Don and Mike syndrome.
Oh, I got it.
Listen to you driving.
You wouldn't be from, Jimmy, you wouldn't be from like Baltimore, would you?
No, I'm from Springfield.
Well, you sure do have a Maryland accent happening.
Today you sound like a car to the scene back up at Memorial Stadium just a couple of weeks ago.
Can I ask one thing? It's hot out there. Can you please tell me some lemonade?
Can you please?
Could you?
Listen, I would if I could. We're going through all of our tapes now. We don't know where that tape is yet.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we find it, we'll play it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We've sort of been in process of a little reorganization, so you have to call back soon, okay?
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As a matter of fact, we'll take a couple more calls, and then we'll go through and listen to some more of those tapes. WJFK, hello.
Hello. Can I talk to Dynamite?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Yes.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, I saw your guys' commercial without the bags over your head.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Pretty good-looking guys, huh?
Sure are.
Pretty handsome men.
You ever notice when anyone talks to us about seeing us on TV, it's always the same thing? Hey, is this
I saw
you. Yeah, this is the way the guy would call. You answer the phone, WJFK, and I would be the caller. This is the way it would sound.
Hello, WJFK.
Hey, Don?
Yes, I am.
I saw you guys on TV.
Did you?
Yep.
And then there's just silence. Hello, WJFK.
Hello.
See, normally you'd say, like, you know, you guys look good.
But no, there's just this pregnant pause.
I saw you. Hello. WJFK.
Did you meet Ma?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Okay, did you meet me, Ma?
Yeah. Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, is it Don?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I heard a rumor that you got busted for drugs.
Yeah, that's right, it was steroids.
Yeah. That was a weightlifter, as a matter of fact.
There you go. There's the delay.
The Orioles.
Thank you. WJFK.
Yeah.
You know, that delay is a handy little thing to have,
yeah,
isn't it?
Certainly is.
Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, you're talking about Beth yesterday, the secretary. I was wondering.
We're talking about what?
Beth?
Who?
Beth?
You're saying something that let me tell you what it sounds like to us through our headphones. It sounds like
Beth?
B-E-T-H.
Beth. Who is Beth?
Oh, Beth, who works here.
Yeah.
Oh, the blonde lady.
Could you send me a picture of her?
Of Beth?
Yeah, Beth.
Oh, sir, come on. Please, get a life. Go buy yourself a dirty magazine or something. WJFK.
Hey, Mike, this is Colin from Northwest Baltimore. I wanted to correct your accent a little bit.
Okay, I'm willing to take some instruction from a native.
Yeah, that's a little bit too British. It's a little more like, you know, going down the ocean, listen to Orioles while I talk to John and Mike on the phone, root for Bon Jovi, drink some Natty Bo kind of thing.
Let me tell you something, sir.
Yeah.
I think mine's better.
Hello, WJFK.
Hi, Dynamite.
The main thing is you got to have that Baltimore O, and it's
O.
Oh! Hello.
Hi, Dynamite.
Yes, we are.
How are you?
Fine.
I just want to welcome you guys back, and happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
Oh, what a nice call.
Thank you, WJFK. One more. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to know when you're going to play the Vibrator Olympics.
You know, next hour. If we ever shut up and play our commercials, we'll do it next hour.
All
okay?
Right.
Thank you. Blah-blah. Thank you. Oh! And the Vibrator Olympics, I hope next hour, along with Low Budget Jeopardy. Now we have just a second to go through a couple more of these wacky tapes.
All right.
We were up to Sharon Pratt Dixon. No, I take it back. We were up to The Simpsons.
Yeah, we played The Simpsons, and it's still going on, and we have to fast forward past that, and then we'll pick right up with the itinerary and the sound effects and the tape drop-ins.
Ah, there. Hold on. That was a good one. Wait a minute.
That's right. Just upheld that conviction. 6 months, Mr. Mayor.
We have 2,000 of these little tapes. We have to decide what to keep and what to get rid of. Sir, Mayor Barry.
Ponderous. Ponderous.
Oh, it's Casey Kasem, not Mayor Barry.
Okay, here's Mayor Barry right now.
I want to call my lawyer right now. I think that I got to forgive this guy that set me up like this. Set me up. Ain't that a bitch?
I missed that, man. Mayor for life.
He wasn't very happy.
Oh, great one. Out of the record.
Yeah. Great one. Okay.
Please.
Oh, I thought that was the whole one with the dog dying.
Yes, I had to be pissed off. Okay.
What does Mayor Barry say? He's pissed off.
Man, you know why it gets sticky.
Elvis.
It's a hot time in Florida.
All right.
This was just some of our happy music, I think, right?
Holiday time.
Right.
Wow, you can almost feel the snow falling in the studio. Right. I wish we had that Casey Kasem rave out on there.
Well, that's on here somewhere with the dog dying. Oh, this is Charlie's song, I bet. The background music for Charlie's song.
Yeah.
Some of these... Wait, Frank, what, every single car we ever had on here?
Some of Some of these tapes might not be that interesting to you, but bear with us. We're just going through our master tape reel here.
This time, we almost made
Bobby Goldsboro.
Why do we have Bobby Goldsboro?
Where the hell did
Goldsboro?
That come from? Why is that on there? Okay, sure. It's funny. All right, let's see why we had that. Hold on a second. I'm just going to ask. We're going to go right to the source. Speak with someone who we used to speak with all the time.
I don't think we ever played this on air, did we?
Hello?
Hi, Jerry?
Yes.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the air right now. Is Frank at home or is he sleeping?
No, he's out with Megan.
Oh, he's out?
Yeah,
oh.
He went out for a while.
Now, listen, there's a Bobby Goldsboro song on one of these tapes that he made for us.
Yeah.
And we're just curious as to why it's on there. If you could just ask him, just say we called and wanted to know about that Bobby Goldsboro song.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how you liking Frank's new DJ show?
Oh, I'm enjoying it a lot.
As we all are. Okay, bye, Jerry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I don't know why we have a Bobby Goldsboro tape, but we do.
And at least it should be Honey. I mean, if we're going to have a Bobby Goldsboro song, it should be
Honey, I miss you, and I am doing well. And I...
The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
We got a lot of them. We'll have to save that one.
Yes.
It involves fabulous name-brand home furnishings of every description.
Thanks, Mr. Marlowe.
All right, what's next?
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me.
Well, I get a roll for
hang me. Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone.
What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee, oh, Ho Chi Minh.
Look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Urban Army, the Urban Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, I'll get you, my pretty. Oh, my God, it's the Wicked Witch of the North. It's Hanoi Hana.
Oh, little G.I., you and your little doo-doo, too.
Adrian.
What are you doing, Adrian?
Oh, Anna, you slut. You've been on everything but the Titanic. Stop it right now.
I'm melting.
That's a good one. That's a good one to keep.
Hey, here's some little advice. Don't eat at a restaurant located next to a pound. Let's check in the field now. Hey, hi, can you help me? What's your name?
My name's Roosevelt Lee Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, what town are you stationed in? I'm stationed in Phuong Thang.
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, when it's hot, I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be listening. I thought it was so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about.
What do you think it's going to be like tonight?
It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's a song coming your way right now.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's just Robin Williams going nuts.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. 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 Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh. I'll have what she's having.
And on that happy note, we got to stop for spots. Oops. What is this? Hold on a second. So, speaking of Baltimore.
Oreo,
yeah.
Oreo.
Yeah.
You are a bird. I'm the wing.
Oreos.
Yeah. Oreos.
The birds.
You're flying high like the Baltimore baseball team.
Well, on that happy note, we'll stop right there with drop-in number 78.
Yeah, that last one sucked.
We'll pick it up with number 79 in a second. And traffic and more coming up. Jeopardy in the next hour, too. It's 2 minutes until 5, WJFK FM and AM.
Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. 106 FM and AM 1300 WJFK. 106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
Damn straight. It's a minute past five. There's the traffic lady.
Hard times have come to the American Legion Bridge this afternoon on the outer loop. We've got an accident just clear to the side of the road right on the bridge span. That's got traffic backed up heavily beginning south of River Road, heading southbound on 495. Northbound, not much better. Inner loop jams at River Road up to the 270 spur. Along the way, watch out for a disabled vehicle broken down at Bradley Boulevard in the left center lane. Accident just about cleared northbound Old Georgetown Road in the right lane at 270. Downtown this afternoon, eastbound on the freeway, slow traffic at the Case Bridge and again at South Capitol Street. And taking a check of Baltimore traffic, earlier jackknife tractor trailer now cleared, but two other accidents have jammed the whole west side inner loop, bumper to bumper from 95 to Windsor Mill Road. I'm Chris Gamble, Metro Traffic Control on WJFK.
Thank you, baby.
It's 5:02. Just ahead of a call to Mark Griffin and Maurice on sports. Here are the top 10 Redskins assistant coaches or body parts.
All right.
10, severe.
Yes.
9, bladder.
Great organ.
8, spleen. 7, Torkelson. 6, intestine.
Yeah.
5, uterus. 4, Hannafin.
There you go.
3, nipple.
All right.
2, colon.
Yes.
And the number one Redskins assistant coach or body part.
Number one,
Pettibone.
Hey, how's that steak?
All right.
Richie. Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I think all restaurants should get Redskins assistant coaches to endorse their products.
All right, trying Mark Griffin again. Goofiest quarterback in the NFL.
We've gotten a busy signal for 2 days now. We're hoping to get through. Wish him happy birthday.
And also, we'll see if he wants to work here or not.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a quick busy.
Maybe there's something wrong with his phone.
Maybe we should call the operator. It's always a nice opportunity to deal with a phone company.
Hello? And it's 3 minutes past five. Bart the Weatherman.
Now, that was an interesting... We're getting a variety of busy signals here.
What's going on here?
All right, that was kind of a Tom Bears busy signal.
Oh, well, I dialed the wrong number that time.
All right, hold on. Trying to get Mark Griffin, coach, quarterback of your Washington Redskins.
Or his wife, Annette, former Redskin up.
What kind of busy signal is that, anyway? It's just, it's kind of a busy signal flipping you the bird, isn't it?
Did I lose the number for Redskins Park? I had that written down somewhere.
Diana, do we have that number?
The Redskins Park number? Redskins Park again. Here it is right here.
All right.
Got it.
Maybe he's there. Maybe they're all there. Once again, we'll take this opportunity to thank... We've got Russ... what?
I have a...
You have what? You have what?
Somebody just called me and told me where Hello? Griffin's going to be in about 10 minutes.
Where's he going to be?
At a restaurant. I'm giving the number for it right now.
Oh, at a restaurant? Okay, good. All right, we'll just hold off on that then. While we're waiting for, if you get a hold of Rip, speaking of sports... Wow. Now with his first regularly scheduled broadcast on the mighty JFK, here is Maurice Butkus.
Hello, and happy hump day, delicious Donald, and great to be back on the airwaves. It's like a cool breeze blowing on you when you step out of a hot shower with the window open. That's my afternoon tidbit. First of all, let's get right to those steaming hot Major League Baseball pennant races. In the National League West, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-6. Meanwhile, the Dodgers rode home runs from Daryl Strawberry and Mike Socia to beat the Padres 3-1. That means the Braves are still one teeny-tiny game back in the NL West. In the AL East, the Blue Jays beat the Angels, and the Red Sox lost to the Tigers. And that means that Toronto has clinched at least a tie in the American League East. In boxing news, more bad stuff for Mike Tyson. A woman who claims that the big bruiser fathered her child has filed a $12 million palimony suit against Tyson and promoter Don King. I wonder what Don King was doing. Was he in the room? And finally, tonight at Rosecroft Raceway, the Trotters are running again. I like Playful Promise in the first, Violator in the seventh, and Arouser in the eighth. That's what I'm sports.
These are all real horses, right?
Yeah, they're real horses. You can see them run out of Rosecroft, and if they win, I receive no money. That's what I'm sports, ladies. And an all-wool sweater is the perfect look for fall. Slip one on today and feel stylish and comfy, baby. That's it, Johnny. Take it away.
Maurice Butkus on sports.
He's our sportscaster, and he's come with us here in the afternoon.
With Herpes the Love Bug, his little purple Volkswagen that he has parked outside.
Yeah, painted just like it was in the movie.
And it's 6 minutes past five at WJFK, the Washington Times, and 106.7 WJFK. Congratulate Vicky and Keith Garrison of Hamilton, Virginia, second winners of the Redskins Road Trip 91. Our next winner will see the Skins take on the Bears.
The Bears.
In Chicago, it's easy to win. Send the entry blank from today's Washington Times or a postcard to Redskin Road Trip 91, WJFK Georgetown Station, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., a District of Columbia, 2007. Donna Mike, that's us, will draw the winner of the road trip to Chicago tomorrow afternoon. Redskin Road Trip 91, brought to you by Midway Airlines, now providing a welcome departure for business travelers. Scruples and Holiday Inn and WJFK.
Midway Airlines had a good flight. Had a good flight at Christmas time on Midway Airlines. Remember when that guy was on that aircraft?
507, a guy who got sick, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't the airline's fault. It was just this honeyack out of Chicago that came walking down the aisle and just said, how you doing?
He said, can I get through? Speaking of underwear, Mike, the town of Pickwana, Ohio, hopes to hang the world's largest underwear clothesline during its great outdoor underwear festival this weekend.
All right.
Organizers have sent 100 pairs of underpants to celebrities to autograph.
Mm-hmm.
So far, Phyllis Diller has autographed a pair of panties.
Oh, I'd love to see those.
Bob Hope has autographed a pair of Depends undergarments. And Whoopi Goldberg. Now, imagine the rot on her panties.
Oh, you don't mind Whoopi.
Oh, gross. She sent a pair also. Let's call Patty Hart, who is the big organizer of the Great Underwear Festival.
And I've already picked out your Christmas present. I'm going to get that giant poster of Whoopi Goldberg in the big bathtub filled with milk.
Oh, yuck.
Just for you.
Why?
Because I love you.
She's gross.
Yeah.
And Ghost is coming on HBO, too, so I have a lot of chances to get grossed out by her. Although she's prettier in Ghost than she is in anything else.
And do you like her on your favorite television show, though?
Hate her. Hated it! I'm not a big fan of Whoopi.
Oh, Whoopi!
Whoopi Goldberg.
All right.
She looks to me like she smells.
I'd like to see Bob's shorts.
Who's? Oh, Bob Hope's?
Yeah.
Hello, Patty Hart, please.
Ask is calling?
Yes, this is Don and Mike from WJFK Radio, Washington, D.C. We're on the air right now.
She's out of the office right now.
Oh, damn. Can you tell us about the Great Underwear Festival this weekend?
You'd have to talk to her, or you can call Dan Cavender.
Yeah?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't do as much good today.
Is this town that you live... Do you live in this town in Ohio?
I don't live in Piqua, no.
Piqua, that's how you pronounce it. Are they really having a big underwear festival?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, you need to talk to them, too, about that.
You really have no idea why they're having an underwear festival.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever been to the underwear festival?
No, I haven't.
Do you have the slightest clue why they would be having an underwear festival? Answer the question.
No.
Have you heard of the underwear festival before?
Uh-huh.
What can you tell us about it? See, we read about it in the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
And we thought it was pretty funny that somebody would be having an underwear festival.
Uh-huh.
And normally when people have something like an underwear festival, there's normally a motivating factor. Like they have an underwear factory there, or the town, you know, invented underwear.
Right.
You know?
They did. They,
Yeah, just think. Take your time and think. We understand that might be a lengthy process.
Put that thinking cap on.
You need his number.
Need whose number?
You were just going to give us some information. You were actually going to use your mind and give us some information. And then you stopped. Now start again, please.
I don't know.
You don't know what? Are you blonde?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you sure you can't give us any information yourself, Bubbles? Any information at all?
No.
No. And where did we call, incidentally? Is this a business?
Uh-huh.
What kind of a business is it?
It's a bank.
Oh, you work at a bank?
It's a bank? They don't let you handle any money, do they?
Dan's available now. If you want to call.
Oh, Dan. Good. Who is Dan?
Dan Cavender.
Okay. Who is he?
He's a co-chairman of this.
Oh, sure. Sure. We'll talk to him.
And what was your name again? Your first name?
Duh.
His number 778.
Hold on. What is your name?
Just your first name.
Ann,
can you transfer us to Dan?
No.
No.
Number 778.
Right.
0444.
Okay. Is he there right now?
He should be.
Okay. We'll try him right now.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Duh.
First thing we're going to tell him is to fire Ann.
Is somebody on the hotline I should talk to, Diana? At 10 minutes past five on WJFK. FM at AM. Who is on the hotline? Somebody I should talk to? Somebody else talk to me. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
This is Larry Robbins from the Interim Antwerp Diamond Center at Tyson's at Landmark at Royal Jewelers, where you have the lowest prices for high-quality jewelry guarantees. Ask about our guarantees. Antwerp Diamond Center is at Tyson's 1 and Landmark. I'm so glad you guys are back, my good friends, because I bribe you regularly. I'm here to announce my candidacy for the presidency of the United States of America.
Larry Robinson, ladies and gentlemen. Suddenly the show has gone from bad to worse.
This time we have a president who gives you a money-back guarantee. As we do at Antwerp Diamond Center and Royal Jewelers.
Boy, Larry, you have a lot of energy this afternoon.
Wouldn't you like a president you could exchange for a larger, more valuable president? The way you can exchange a diamond at Antwerp Diamond Center and Royal Jewelers.
How are you going to hurt my hand? Larry, how the HE double toothpicks are you?
I am wonderful. I really miss you guys. And I think other people do, too. So many people stop me around Washington to ask about you. That they really kind of angst for you guys. It's nice, and it's a good thing you're back.
Larry, do you still have those plans to take us over to Antwerp with you?
I haven't renewed that at all. I'm glad you mentioned it, and I can check. You're still willing to go?
Yeah, we'd really look forward to a boys' weekend with you, Larry.
You know, as a matter of fact...
I just want to go and look at nice diamonds.
As a matter of fact, you know, the other station wouldn't pay for anything, so we could do a broadcast from Antwerp.
Yeah.
But I bet that the people at this station, they've got some deep pockets here. I bet they'd actually pay.
Well, I'll call Mark Pack, and we're going to get going on it, like, tomorrow. I would love to do it, and the time to do it is before before Christmas.
And before any sales that you might have, Larry.
Well, there's always a sale in Royal Jewelers and Antwerp Diamond Center.
Hey, listen, old man, when are you going to be around here?
Well, I hope to be there when you're at the Hard Rock Cafe.
All right.
Rocks, diamonds, get it?
Yeah, of course, Larry.
And, of course, I'll bring lots of fake rings from the Antwerp Diamond Center and Royal Jewelers, although... Those are only used outside the store. Everything inside the store is real gorgeous jewelry I want my whole family to wear from Antwerp Diamond Center.
All right, Larry.
Jewelers.
I think we're already tired of this shameless promotion here.
So, Larry, you're coming to the Hard Rock. You'll bring a lot of that fake jewelry with you?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Anything else you want me to bring? No, kidding aside.
Yeah, you could bring maybe some more of that free stuff.
You could bring some welcome back gifts for us.
I thought you guys liked me for myself, not because of gifts.
Well, you...
Diamond Center and Royal Jewelers.
You asked, Larry.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
So we'll see you Friday, okay?
That'll be wonderful.
Okay.
It'll be great to see you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye, old man. Hello, WJFK.
Hope the old man brings some diamonds.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's on this line? You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Steve, hello, Steve.
Hey, you guys were asking about the underwear festival in Piqua.
Yes.
I'm from Columbus, and they have all kinds of these garbage popcorn festivals and popcorn festivals.
Yeah, I mean, the popcorn festivals I've heard of. Underwear festivals I haven't heard of. Oh, we got to call that guy back. Can you tell us anything about this festival?
Just the Ohio mentality. If you've been to Piqua, you wouldn't understand.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, I was wondering if I
could
play Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. We're a little too early, about 10 minutes, okay?
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Let's call that guy Dan that the blonde said we should call back in Ohio.
Yeah, Bubbles in Piqua, where they have the underwear. Whoopi Goldberg's underwear and Phyllis Diller's underwear, which really I'd like to run my hands through, to
who's
be honest with you.
Whose is grosser, do you think?
I think Bob's, actually. I mean, you know, getting besides the depend undergarment thing, I think Bob's would be soiled.
Whose is the cheesiest, Phyllis Diller's or Whoopi Goldberg's? I go with Whoopi. Because when I think of Whoopi, I think of cheese.
I was on a cruise ship with Phyllis Diller, and I got real close to her, and I think she's probably got cheesy panties.
Fang. Fang's been there.
Fang. It's children's shoes.
Called the shoe store. Now, I guess we're looking for Dan.
This is Dan speaking.
Dan, hello. This is Don and Mike from WJFK Radio Washington. We're on the air right now. We just talked to some airhead at a bank who said we should call you about the underwear festival.
Okay. Who was that?
She was a real bubblehead, and her name was Anne.
Is that right?
Yes.
She's not associated with the festival. How did you get her number?
Well, I guess we called the bank where we were supposed to ask for a lady named Patty Hart.
That's right.
Can you tell us, Dan, can you tell us anything about the underwear festival you're having this weekend?
Well, I sure can. We're featuring the world's longest clothesline at this underwear festival this year. And our goal is to hang 10,000 pair of underwear on our clothesline. Would you like to send us your underwear?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Would you like an autograph?
They're clean and unused.
Now, you're really going to hang... Why are you going to hang... I can't do that. Yeah, I don't have any clean and unused. why did you get the idea, for instance, to hang Whoopi Goldberg's panties?
Well, actually... Actually, you know, it's to auction them off when we're done with them.
Oh, gross.
Anybody else's that are unknown, of course yours would be well known.
Of course they would, yes.
We will donate to local charities. That's why we're...
But why, Dan? Why are you having an underwear festival?
Why underwear festival? Pickle was the underwear capital at one time. At the turn of the century, there were about...
Bingo, that's all we wanted to know.
See, we just didn't know why it was this town in Ohio.
Yeah, there were 10 to 11 undergarment factories operating in the city at the turn of the century.
Have you done this before?
This is our fourth year for it.
Can you tell me whose underwear brought the most money last year?
Well, this is our first year for the clothesline, guys.
Oh, really? So this will be the first year that you auction off somebody's underwear, like Whoopi Goldberg's or Phyllis Diller's or Bob Hope's?
We've got underwear from anyone from Whoopi Goldberg to George Burns.
I guess I'm screwing up this interview trying to fix this microphone. Bear with me. Don't let this bother your enjoyment of this interview.
Okay, George Burns. Who else?
Bob Hope.
Now, are those the pinned undergarments that Bob Hope gave you?
These were boxer shorts.
I'm not doing this as a gag, folks. This damn microphone really is broken.
We also have Emilio Estevez.
Ooh, Emilio.
The McGuire sisters.
Hold on, the McGuire sisters? Are there stained?
How about Timothy Hutton?
I haven't seen him personally. I couldn't say.
Yeah, I bet with Timothy Hutton you couldn't get a clean pair from him.
Dan
just came in. Dan, our engineer, to help
you
with
that.
That?
Let's get this microphone.
No better repair job than that. That looks good.
I got it.
Yeah.
Hey, you heard this exciting interview we're doing, Dan?
Yeah, we're talking about guys running this underwear festival in Piqua.
Maybe we should use a pair of underwear to support the microphone with.
All right. Hey, pal.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
Okay. Well, we're getting bored with you now, so we're going to hang up.
We're going to.
Where your station's from?
We're in Washington.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
And we're going to send you an unused pair of briefs and boxers.
Okay. Why don't you send those to 1202 and a half East Ash Street?
All right, let me write that down. As a matter of fact, all of our listeners will probably send their underwear too.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you give this address out, I bet you get more than underwear in the mail.
Well, we've had some brassieres and you name it.
All right, give us that address again.
1202 and a half East Ash Street.
Yeah.
Piqua.
Did you say Ash Street?
Ash Street.
Ash. Oh, Ash. Oh, I thought you said Ash.
Ash.
Piqua. Ohio. 45356.
Uh-huh. And can I...
Part of the world's longest clothesline.
Can I put in a bid right now of $5 for Whoopi Goldberg's underpants?
Certainly. I'll put that down. Is this Don or Mike?
This is Don now.
Okay.
$5 for Whoopi Goldberg's stained panties.
And I'll put in 75 cents for Phyllis Diller's panties.
Okay.
Now, would hers be crotchless?
No, hers has had a lot of facelifts.
Faceless. Oh,
okay, Dan. Thank
right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's his idea of comedy on Piqua.
You loser.
Yeah, we'll send him briefs, but they won't be unused.
It's 19 minutes past 5, WJFK. One more thing before we get to commercials, that low-budget Jeopardy, phone scan, and more before we leave today. We think we have found Mark Rippon and Gary Clark, as a matter of fact.
Beautiful.
And Russ Grimm.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to call Rip. Wish him happy birthday. What is he at a restaurant in there? What is it, Chuck E. Cheese or anything like that? What's the name of the restaurant?
Kevin Grevy's restaurant.
Oh, all right.
We'll find out why Rip has been dodging all of our phone calls. I mean, all we did was stand up for the guy when everybody else said he should get fired, right?
His two biggest Washington supporters, I think it's safe to say.
Gravy, this is Steve. Can I help you, please?
Good evening, Steve. This
hey.
Is Don and Mike from WJFK. We're on the air right now. We're looking for Mark Rippon, please.
Mark Rippon.
Yes.
I don't see Mark Rippon.
Any other Redskins in there right now?
How about Russ Grimm or Gary Clark? They're supposed to be there between 5:15 and 5:30.
You know, I don't see them either. They must be outside. I think they're passing the ball around in the parking lot.
No,
I see them right there. Yeah, they are.
No, wait a minute. They're supposed to be
wait,
there.
Wait a minute. One of them just ran in front of a car. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. They're fine.
Now, wait, you're doing shtick with us, and we really want to talk to Rip.
Pardon me?
You're doing shtick with us, and we really want to talk to Rip.
Uh-huh. Well, he's out throwing the ball around. I don't see him.
This guy's about as funny as that guy with the underwear costume.
Is there somebody else that we could talk to there?
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
World's funniest doorman on WJFK, FM, AM.
Saturday night.
I hate it when we have to talk to the hostess.
Prime rib lovers, Grevy's and Falls Church.
Oh, no, I'm not going to give you a commercial if you're not going to let me talk to Mark Rippon.
Yeah.
And it's 21 past 5, WJFK, FM, and it's AM 1300 and FM 106.7.
Hot baked potato. Are you getting hungry?
No.
Be a deal it.
Hello, this is Anna. May I help you?
Anna.
Hey.
Call me Anna. Wasn't that Patty Duke movie? I made people call me Anna for a while.
Anna.
Anna, hello. This is Don and Mike from JFK. We're looking for Mark Rippon, please.
He's running around here somewhere.
Could you find him for us, please, and put him on the telephone? It's an emergency phone call.
Yeah, these are his two best radio friends.
Best radio friends?
Yes, yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, and what are the names?
Don and Mike. You never heard of us? We're the most famous DJs in town.
Okay, yes, I've heard of you.
Of course you have.
There you go. We're getting close to perhaps having a commercial aired on this radio station, homie. But right now you should just keep that down to a dull roar.
I'm keeping it very low.
You should just maintain this relentless banter all the way through that commercial.
Now, the thing is, with Rip...